You're with Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. What if your dream is to make a living as any kind of an artist, an actor, a musician, game designer, so forth and so on? Author and speaker C.C. Chapman has some good suggestions for you. C.C. knows all about setting goals and achieving them, or as he says in his new book, Amazing Things Will Happen, climbing mountains and crossing finish lines. He's a professional content creator, speaker, and marketer. C.C., suppose somebody wants to be what you are, a professional creative, working artist of any kind. Let's take that as a premise and apply some of the principles in your book. Where do you go from there?
I think the hardest, it's not an easy thing, first and foremost. I mean, realize that it's hard not to be a starving artist, no matter what your art is. And I think one of the cornerstone things I try to explain in the book is that you've got to choose your path. You have to know where you're trying to get to. What does it mean to do what you're doing and make a living at it? You know, each of us has different, you know, what I need to live versus what you need to live versus what one of our listeners needs to live is different. And I think, you know, choosing the path and knowing, you know, well, this is what I need to get to, this is what success is like for me, is the first step you need to really embrace, because then all the planning, all the hustle, all the hard work is getting towards that goal. But if you don't first set that goal in place and choose the path that you're going to walk down, I don't think you can ever get there. I think it's impossible.
Define success and say what you need. That sounds like a great start. Then what do you do?
Then you work. Then you work a lot. You work every single day. You hustle. You obviously, you need to sit down and figure out what the steps are. You know, like right now, I mean, just yesterday, I've got a lot of things going on, different projects, and I cleaned off my whiteboard, and I wrote down the headings of each of the projects or companies and stuff, and just started writing down underneath, okay, here's the things I need to get done. And some of them are very tactile, very, you know, update website, update copy. But other things are like, find people who would be interested. That's more, you know, open-ended. And I think you need a list of those tasks, because then you can all of a sudden, once you have the list, then you can start prioritizing, figuring out, okay, this is the one I got to do first. I got to get some skills here. Maybe I need some help there. And, you know, by having that task list, you start breaking things down and you can actually focus and get things done. And that's the hardest part, is doing the work isn't sexy or fun, but you've got to put in the blood, sweat, and tears if you want to succeed.
And I really like your notebook idea in your book. I wish you'd talk a little bit about that and how that works into writing things down.
Yeah, so I'm a total tech gadget guy. Sitting here, I can see tons of gadgets. I've got the iPad, the phone, all kinds of gadgets. I love technology. But I think that writing things down in a physical, good old-fashioned paper notebook is important. And no, it doesn't matter what kind of notebook. I know some people get very elite about notebooks. I'm like, whatever you got. But I'm a big fan of one that fits in your pocket, so you can have it with you wherever, or something that's small that you can throw in your purse, your backpack. And by being able to write things down, I don't know, at least for me, and I think for most people, it's much more binding almost when you write it down, because you have to write it down and you can doodle and you can draw lines and sketch. And yes, I know there's applications to do that on my iPad, but it's not tactile enough for me. And I save my notebooks and I go back every so often and just flip through them and see, you know, oh, I remember when I was doing that. And I just think more people need to use a notebook, use a physical notebook, and carry it with them everywhere, because you never know when some random idea is going to come. And we all know we have that dream or we have that idea in the car. You shouldn't stop and write down your car, but you got to write it down. Otherwise, you lose it and you may never get it back again.
What's one of the best random ideas or one of the best things you've learned about achieving your own goals from your own notebook?
I've learned that I have a habit of saying the same thing multiple times. I was at an airport and I had a flight delay, and I started flipping through the notebook that I had with me. And it was funny because I saw a task that I've been meaning to do for a long time, like, and I saw it on several different to-do lists. I'm like, you know what, Cece, you really should get that done. And unfortunately, it hasn't been done yet. I mean, to be honest, as I'm thinking about this, I haven't done it yet. So maybe after I get off this phone call, maybe I'll actually do it, because it's a simple thing. I just need to call somebody and schedule something. But I notice I do that a lot, where I'll write down the same idea several times and then go, you know what, I need to do that. So if I've written it down more than once, it probably needs to get done.
It's interesting how unaware we are of our patterns until we look at a big picture, and it sounds like a notebook is a perfect tool for doing that.
I agree. No, I think it definitely is, and you start learning, you know, plus you take things like you learn how to take notes differently, and, you know, you figure out what your style is. You know, it's not one right or wrong way, and I think that's, you write it down, you start seeing how you do things, and it tells a lot about a person, how they take their notes, too. I think it's fun to look. I love looking at other people's notebooks. Love it.